We passed a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understanding. And one of the things that I remember saying, and I'll end this, I think it's extremely realistic to say to people, because let me back up. So whether or not we can actually get an election, and by the way, I haven't given up. We haven't finished the vote yet on what's going on voting rights and the John Lewis bill and others. Allison Harris, please.
Very few schools are closing. Over 95% are still open. Is becoming much more informed on the motives of
what
some of the political players and some of the
Bueller
political parties.
One more question, Mr. President.
By the way, it's a quarter of, guys. So I'm going to do this. Just listen. If you answer me easy questions, I'll give you quick answers.
You didn't answer the last one.
Well, I got to tell you, I had to get a little bit more mileage out of that last bit. That's our president and his presser the other day. Now, those are different random thoughts sewed together, but those pauses were real. And he just
and he didn't answer the question.
Right. But he wanted easier questions. That way we could wrap up and I could go have my
pudding.
Or jello or whatever.
Oh, okay.
He's eating these days. Could be pudding.
It's probably pudding. If you do a good job, you get pudding later. That's what my mom used to say.
Hello, friend.
Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Well, Joe's got the weekend to relax, probably going to Delaware, you know, where the voting rights are much more strict in his state than Georgia, where he laid down the gauntlet here about a week ago. They're still trying to clean everything up.
Yeah, that's true.
Jen Psaki. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, she is, she's something else. She's a condescending.
Oh, she's something else.
She is.
She's
wow.
Not. Man, you said it like, oh, man, she is something else. No, she's something else.
That's right.
It's all in the inflection.
She was literally tweeting while he was giving his press conference. Well, we mean this.
I told you, she was going to need to go on, like, Dramamine,
right,
for all the spinning she was having to do, right, just during the presser.
Right,
it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably got vertigo at this point. I don't know.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
I think in the next week, maybe if not this weekend, that Putin will go ahead and overstep that line and have that minimal incursion as Joe put it out there, throwing him that mulligan at the press conference.
I'm telling you.
If he doesn't, I'm wondering why. Why wouldn't he? Because they say, Janet, he has to move now before the ground freezes. Because once it starts thawing, it's a muddy mess over there.
Right.
It's got to go while it's cold.
You mean before it thaws.
Before it thaws. That's what I meant to say. It just becomes a lot more messy in so many ways,
difficult
for equipment and difficult. So they say he's got to go during the cold season, and we're there because I'm taking airborne. It's definitely the cold season.
Let me tell you, the ground is so hard right now because temperatures really dropped overnight. We're going to see some really cold temperatures over the next couple of days. Fortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to be getting any of the weather that they had are calling for in parts of the Commonwealth. Our listing area seems to be okay with that.
Do we even reach 30 today? I think I looked.
I don't think so.
Weather Underground, and it never. We never hit 30 today.
So there's definitely refreeze. Anything we have on the ground now is not going to be going anywhere. But the roads were good. Probably getting to your car, you might want to watch. Buddy's wiped out this morning.
So if I'm thinking about
going
some kind of
yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
So if I'm thinking about a minimal incursion with my neighbors, I should do it this weekend
before everything falls out. They're texting already this morning.
Oh, really?
Randy wants to know, will you be offering a tribute to Meatloaf today's Five and Dine?
Oh.
Not in Five and Dine. No.
If he'd have died 18 hours sooner, Janet would have made that happen.
It could have happened. But we're already on a theme this week, so I can't do it.
Gosh, he would have had to get his order in a week ago then because of the... That's right. You're doing tenderloins all week.
I am doing tenderloins all week because we're trying to show people how to stretch your money.
Because inflation's hitting us real.
It's hitting all of us. Yeah. So, we're continuing with that theme today. But we will have some Meatloaf music for you.
Yeah, we will.
Sad that we lost. I love Meatloaf.
Yeah.
And I love Meatloaf. Yeah. So there's that.
I do.
Here's your thought of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have.
Huh.
It's true.
Wow.
Creativity spawns creativity.
Wow.
And
I like it.
If you surround yourself with excellent creative people,
yes,
they also
it makes
inspire.
A difference. That was one of the things that I learned a long time ago listening to Rush, because I love radio. That's why I do radio. Rush inspired me in so many ways. But he mentioned probably 20 years ago, just surround yourself with positive people. And people that buy into your dream, whatever that dream is, because that will help elevate you and help you maybe even fulfill what you feel like
and
you're
not,
called to
and
do.
And not people who say, but we've always done it this way.
Oh, absolutely.
That doesn't work.
No, not at all.
434-248-0704 is our text number. Yes, Randy, that text was in bad taste. So I think he's feeling texter's remorse.
Wow.
On that one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is a first for him, isn't it? Really, texter's remorse at
this early
hour?
He does it because he's, sometimes his fingers fly faster than his brain, and that happens to all of us.
Been there, done that.
Today is National One-Liner Day.
Yep. One example of an excellent one-liner, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Many know this from The Godfather, who originally coined the phrase.
Who
originally coined the phrase? Sorry.
Yeah.
They used it, but who originally coined that phrase?
Right. 434-248-0704. A famous person said the phrase originally. They just happened to use it in the movie.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
On this day in history, in 1978, the Bee Gees album, Saturday Night Fever, goes number one for how many weeks, Mr. Lamb?
Oh, my gosh. 24. Stuff.
And that's why it was number one for 24 weeks.
We didn't even get to all the songs.
It's still on my playlist.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Yeah.
It's in my iTunes.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Because it's great stuff. All right. Somebody says, is it Disco Friday? Yes, it
is. Yeah, it would be. Hey,
they
John,
like it.
John called us, and normally we don't put calls on this early because of this segment, but he was just concerned about the president's speech and the babbling and the incoherency, and then a vice president that doesn't seem to be in touch either.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, really, who's third in line? Nancy Pants.
Oh, Lord.
And that's even worse. So, John, we take
Way to ruin my Friday, John.
He said he loves the show, and we told him we love him for listening. So.
Negative Nelly.
No, he's just...
I know, it's true. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a scenario that could play out, God forbid.
We are perched precariously friends.
Oh, we are. No doubt about it.
In more ways than one.
I think I'd rather have this next guy on this day in history be the president.
Well, let me tell you, he was the first player ever on this day to be expelled from the Australian Open.
Showing character.
He made tennis fun to watch.
But the volatile American, renowned for his on-court tantrums, received three code violations. One for smashing his racket.
Code violation, racket abuse, point penalty.
And the other abuse. For swearing at the umpire and the tournament referee.
You gotta be booed!
Ken Ferrar has ever heard McEnroe swearing.
Code violation, verbal abuse.
These people are so proper in tennis. McEnroe swearing.
Boop, 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 boop. Racket abuse. We've got racket abuse.
They had to hire not only the ball boy to run across the court. They had to hire somebody on the button, on the six-second button.
I want to know how many rackets he had standing and
destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the guitar players.
Right. Who they are like, smash their
somebody,
guitars.
There's somebody always like, you know, tuning the guitar and then they hand them
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably had somebody restringing his rackets and like bringing them in.
Well, you know, it's an endearing thing that, what was it, the guy from The Who, Pete
Townsend,
made it famous. Why isn't it okay to smash your racket? I mean, come on.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, and I know he behaved badly,
right?
But gosh, he was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2017, we have this one. Not a bright shining moment.
Nope, not at all.
In our history, I will tell you, that was a day in history that I was disgusted to be a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
2 million people were in the Women's March. All had their panties all in a bunch because Donald Trump was president. So we had 2 million people protesting, 500,000 ridiculous, mostly women, marching in Washington, D.C. So gross.
Yeah, Jim Comey's wife was one of those.
I don't doubt
wearing the pink pussy cat hats. Or what do they call it? The pussycat hats or something?
No, that's not what they called it, but close.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
anyways,
it was something gross.
Yeah, it was.
Your governor wore one. Governor Northam. There's
really?
Photos. Absolutely. There are absolutely photos of him wearing it. It's
so
disgusting.
Well, this also happened.
Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Ashley Judd is here!
And I am a feminist! I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America.
The first one was Madonna. Second was Judd. Ashley Judd.
Yeah, that's when I officially decided that, you know.
She also talked about her, I can't say what she, because
yes,
I'm already in
you're
trouble.
You're already in trouble.
I'm already in jail.
You've already got to.
I can't say what.
Yeah, there's a picture of your governor wearing the hat.
Hang on a second.
There he
I've
is.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad he's gone.
This is me being pathetic and trying to look relevant.
Wow.
Look at my hat. Pay no attention to the fact that I'm a flaming racist. Look, I'm wearing a hat and I'll kill babies.
Yeah.
Love me, women.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
You remember when his wife stopped him just short of starting to do the Michael Jackson
dance?
Oh,
yes. Yep.
I mean, you could see her arm reach out and go, don't you dare. You're already in trouble.
That's
do
right.
Do not do the moonwalk.
Don't you do it. Well done. Well played, Pam. Well played. All right, we got some birthdays today.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Let's get there quickly.
Yes.
Jack Nicklaus having a birthday today, turning 82 years old.
1962 was a U.S. Open.
Yep.
You watched this one. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was different, interesting. I was used to seeing fast greens. That way they had fast greens. I'm not sure that I thought there was what a U.S. Open should look like. I don't want to be an old fogey about it and say that everything that we did was the right way. There's other ways to do it, and they did it a different way, and I think they had a great tournament.
Yeah, class act. This next guy I love because I love Yellowstone, Luke Grimes.
There's monsters everywhere in this world. You just gotta kill them when you find them.
I need some advice, brother, if I can still call you that.
The day you die, you better never call me anything else. Damn, you look good. I never meet a man who's killed more men than me, but I ain't never murdered one. I never will.
Yeah, because
Wait,
what? He was a Navy SEAL.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casey is his character. You gotta love him because he is, like most of the characters, very conflicted, but he's a good guy.
Well, you know it's going to be a good music day when it's Billy Ocean's birthday. He turns 72. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Get out of my dreams. There you go.
Have you seen pictures of him lately? He is all gray and he's got dreadlocks and he really looks cool.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He was cool then. I can imagine.
Listen
how cool
to his song Caribbean
now.
Queen and tell me he's saying Caribbean Queen. It sounds like something totally different because of his accent being Jamaican.
Oh, I heard Caribbean Queen.
No.
I don't know what you were listening to. You lived with Kara too long. Also having a birthday today is the lovely Gina Davis. She turned 66. I just watched her in Beetlejuice this week.
Mm, yes. Very tall lady.
Constantly begging me to be on the girls' basketball team. And I said, no, but I don't know how to play basketball. And they were like, just stand there. You're the tallest girl anywhere.
And block the ball.
Be on the team. And I, no,
you
no,
couldn't
no.
do it.
But now I had to be the best baseball player anyone had ever seen.
Right. League of her own. Do you know she was almost on our archery team for the USA Olympics?
I thought she actually...
She took up archery.
Did some did she not?
She did. She made it all the way up to the point, but didn't quite make it onto the team.
Yeah, she's quite the archer.
She's quite a lady.
For sure.
Watch I'm not The even, Long Kiss Goodnight.
I'm that not is, even trying this next name, so just so you know.
Hakeem.
Hey, Trey. Hakeem Ewong.
Something like that. The basketball player. This is Michael Jordan.
Hakeem Elijah Wong.
Something like that. Hakeem Olajuwon.
See, I didn't even try to embarrass myself with that one.
Should have phonetically done that one. This is Michael Jordan commenting on his former colleague.
Olajuwon. He was in the top 10 in five categories. Steals, rebounds, block shots, scoring, and shooting percentage. You know, I mean, to have a big guy of his size to be in the top 10 in steals. Now, you can assume that he would be in blocks, which to me shows versatility of what type of guy he really was.
When you got Michael Jordan commenting on you like that,
you know you're
good. You were one heck of a player.
Hey, today's National One-Liner Day.
It is.
That's what our Mind Jam trivia is about.
One example, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Many of you know this from the Godfather movie. Who originally coined the phrase?
Someone said Abraham Lincoln. That's not the answer. But we'll have the answer and some more one-liners when we return on
it's
the Morning Jam.
Saturday Night Fever goes number one in 1978 for 24 weeks. This is one of those songs, Miss Janet.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio.
Common Sense Talk Radio.
We are the Morning Jam.
Found the right choice.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
I like waffles. Waffles are like pancakes with syrup traps. A waffle says there's syrup. Hold on now.
Mitch Hedberg, he was an amazing comedian, just had those one-liners. He would shoot at you. You'd be laughing for the last three, and he'd throw two more on top of that. You just couldn't keep up with the laughter. We lost him, unfortunately, to an overdose a number of years ago. But go out and watch some of his videos. They're quite funny.
It's National One-Liner Day.
It is.
And there are some that are, you know, pretty famous one-liners.
Some
we
are
gave
funny.
You one this morning.
Like Trey's from next door there.
Yeah, I know. Bless his heart. And I mean that in the sincerest original form of that phrase.
Well, who originally coined the phrase, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it was Abraham Lincoln because I...
It was in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
I only know because I admire this man so much. He's probably one of the most quotable politicians ever. And yeah, it's Winston Churchill.
Oh, wow.
Winston Churchill. Mm. He's the one who coined that phrase. He's also the one that coined the phrase, a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth's ever had a chance to get its pants on, which I also think is a great line as well. He was great at one-liners. Very quotable fella. But that's who came up came up with
Winston Churchill.
I had a preacher tell me that one time. And I was like, you are a pastor. That is not in the Bible. Winston Churchill said that.
Oh, he said it was in the Bible?
No, he didn't say it was in the Bible, but he was quoting it like it was in the Bible, like it was a philosophy that he lived by. And I'm not sure that's a philosophy.
It's in the book of Hezekiah.
That you can live. That's in the James Brown, not the King James.
Get on the good foot.
Or the Rick James. The Rick James version, not the King James version.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.